Okay. We got the mic right. And we got the level sounding nice. How about my sound effects? My horn sound right. How about my bong? Sounding very explosive. What about that siren? I hear it in the background that we sound good. So without further ado, let's get into this show. I'm here, y'all. I'm here. And my sound was messed up. So the second time is the charm. But look, before I do anything, man, y'all know me, man. If I don't get them from nobody else, I must give them to myself. It takes a lot for me to be here. It took a lot for me to get here. And I don't take this lightly. You understand what I'm saying? I don't take this lightly. Contrary to your beliefs, contrary to what people may say, this is not easy, y'all. When I say it's not easy, I'm talking about doing all this technical stuff behind the scenes. When you one man handling a multitude of things, then hiccups gonna happen here and there. But if you persevere and continue to do what you do with passion, nothing and nobody can stop you. I'm living proof. I'm living proof. So with that being said, let's get into tonight's topic, man, because that mess up is just proof that AI is coming full speed. And when I say AI is coming full speed, I'm talking about what somebody did in 30 years, AI is now diminishing that within 30 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about what you spent your lifetime grinding for. AI is now making a mockery of your time. And y'all just heard the technical difficulties that come with dealing with technology. There's always a problem. There's always some type of hangup. They say that the computer is only as smart as the operator, but I beg to differ for the simple fact of sometimes technology does its own thing. And sometimes the operator doesn't have a damn thing to do with what technology is doing. So saying that to say, it's the perfect segue for me to ask my question, because I got a question as we get into this topic, because what I saw as a problem actually was a blessing in disguise, because it leads me right into the B-side. Now, are you for or are you against AI? Now, some people think that it's funny. Some people think that it's a joke. Over on TikTok right now, they have a Biggie and Tupac song to the Nigga in Paris beat from Jay-Z and Kanye. Now, they didn't change the lyrics. They got Biggie rapping Jay-Z first verse, and they got Tupac rapping Kanye's second verse. Now, people think that that's brilliant. People think that that's great. I went over there and I left a comment and I told them, this is some goddamn trash. Why did I say it was some goddamn trash when everybody else thought that it was the best thing since sliced bread? For the simple fact of, in life, Biggie and Tupac didn't do no music together. I'm talking about when they both got, you know, on the top, they didn't record no music together. They made music about one another. So to have them meshing up in depth on a track created by a computer is something that I am definitely against. So I said it was some garbage. And not just that, there's also an AI track that has Tupac rapping a full song. Now, they say it's a never heard before song, but me, somebody that's a Tupac connoisseur, knew that it was bullshit when I heard it. So listening to it, it may have the similar rhyme scheme as Tupac. It may have the same vocal tone in certain instances as Tupac. But what it lack and what computer cannot duplicate, at least not at this moment, is human emotions. When you listen to a Tupac song, it evokes human emotions. I'm talking about it pulls it out of you. When you listen to an AI Tupac song, all you hear is words. I'm talking about empty words. So that's the difference. That's the difference between me and technology. When I say what I say, I mean what I say. You understand what I'm saying? I say what I say and I say what I mean. So I put emphasis, I put feeling behind my words. AI can't do that. AI might can draw. AI might can come up with some great poetry, but it can't express the emotions that I do. So middle finger to AI, because I'm totally against it. I am against anything that tries to replace humans. Y'all saw Terminator. Y'all saw, you know, AI, the Will Smith movie, all this stuff, man, that shows us exactly what technology thinks of us. See, we saw it as entertainment, but in actuality, it was a forecast of the future. So saying that to say, let's get into these topics before I do the music. Y'all know that sound when it go down. It was already sounding in the beginning. So that means that I'm talking about it from the beginning all the way to the end. None other than Vault Talk. Now, we're talking about AI. Let's move along. Spotify confirms it's working with labels to quell copyright threats from AI music. So that means that Spotify is working with the labels, saying that, hey, we are not going to allow AI music on our platform that's mimicking your artist. So they have banned with record labels. But if you know, like I know, record labels already have an invested interest to all of these streaming platforms, especially Spotify. So it would behoove them, to band with record labels and go against this AI technology, because this AI technology is actually messing up their money. So why would they not lock in with them? So let's talk about it. Because according to the headlines, this is very disruptive to the streaming industry. Now check this out. If Spotify keeps growing at its current rate, it would have 1 billion global users by the midpoint of 2027. 1 billion global users. That's a whole lot of Vault Talk. As explained by Spotify CEO Daniel EK on the firm's call with analysts this morning, the QoQ growth in users was the second biggest in Spotify history, second only to quarter four of 2022, when it added 33 million monthly active users to its platform. Now, the firm's average quarterly net addition of monthly active users over the past 6 months then is plus 29.5 million, an annual run rate of plus 118 million monthly active users per year. And that's very impressive, according to the MBM. Spotify is taking concerns about the impact of AI-generated music on entertainment rights holders seriously. Last week, the debate around the use of AI in music reached a boiling point after the emergence of a track that featured AI-generated vocals copying the voices of Drake and The Weeknd. See, it don't get funny until they start messing with the money. The track was subsequently deleted by platforms, including Spotify, after a successful copyright claim was issued by Universal Music Group. While the fake Drake track was still unavailable on Spotify last week, UMG responded publicly, stating that streaming platforms has a fundamental legal and ethical responsibility to prevent the use of their service in ways that harm artists. It's a message that Daniel EK appears to have heard loud and clear. Now, EK was careful to differentiate Spotify's AI DJ from the wider AI conversation as it pertains to copyright. Nothing that on the AI DJ we've had, nothing but positive reactions from across the industry. EK AI pushed back from the copyright industry or labels and media companies is really concerned with issues like name and likeness, what is an contractual copyright, and it's an actual copyright. Who owns the right to something where you upload something and claim it to be Drake when it is not Drake, and so on? Those are legitimate concerns for the copyright holders. Okay, say it to say. Now, you can make AI mimicking type music, but you can't make AI music and claim it to be the actual artist, because then you are infringing on the copyrights, whether it be the likeness, whether it be the name copyright, and so on, they're saying. But what I realized is that you can't copyright the vocal tone. Like I was telling my brother today, you might get a cold and it'll change the way you sound. So how can you copyright that cold sound? Do you have to do a whole nother copyright form? Will you have to go through the process again because you got a cold to copyright your vocals? See, this is where it's going to start getting complicated and where AI is going to start dominating. See, I got a plan for this. And my plan is just this. Stop. Holding back creativity. This is my message to the gatekeepers. And this is my message to any and everybody that consumes hip hop music and music in general. Listen, we got to stop putting an age limit on our artists. We got to stop saying, oh, you too old to rap. Oh, you too old to sing. You too old to do this. You too old to do that. Because when AI comes, it's going to replace everybody. Age won't be a problem. It would be that, oh, you too human to do this job. We can get a robot to do it because the robot don't get tired. The robot don't complain. The robot would just do the job. See, this is why we got to stop, quote unquote, holding our nuts on everybody. Because the writing is on the wall. The writing is on the wall. Whether you want to adhere to it or not, AI is here. AI is taking over slowly but surely. And even though I say slowly, it's happening at a rapid rate. So whether you're with it or against it, you get with it or get rolled over by it. You understand what I'm saying? Saying that to say that moves right along to the very next conversation. Deezer is supportive of helping labels battle dodge of AI music while also making its own AI music for its Zen by Deezer app. Now, this right here is some serious vault talk. Zen by Deezer app, making their own AI music. Let's get into that. AI is a big headache, but a bigger opportunity for some. For digital streaming platforms, that is. Now, listen, check it. They see the money. What's up, baby? You say hi about the bomb. I know that's right. EK, what it do, EK? And I see you. Mom Deuce, what it do? Ray McKinstry, I see you right there. What's happening? Look, check it out, though. It says that was a message that Geronimo Folgaria, CEO of France-based Deezer, delivered to analysts on the company's quarter one earning call on Tuesday, April the 25th. So listen, the headache part of the AI phenomenon is something Folgaria has touched on before and is clearly taking up thinking space at both Deezer and Spotify. DSPs are clearly being flooded with new tracks daily. Nearly 100,000 new tracks per day, according to a recent estimate. So 100,000 per tracks is coming out. 100,000 tracks per day is coming out. Much of it, says critics, is low quality. 100,000 tracks come out per day. Much of it, says critics, is low quality. And given the trend of uploading random noise files to generate plays, some of it isn't even music at all. See, I don't know if y'all know about the white noise situation that's going on streaming DSPs or have been going on for some time on the streaming DSPs. Well, the white noise is, see, in case you don't know, all you need is 30 seconds of your music to be played for it to be considered a play. You know what I mean? For Spotify to consider it, for these streaming platforms and some of these social media platforms, all it takes is 30 seconds, right? Some less. So saying that to say, a lot of people have been uploading white noise. And what is white noise? It's just that. It's just that sound that you hear when you hit record. It's nothing. White noise is what they call it. Some people have been uploading 30 seconds of that. You know what I mean? Sometimes a full EP, 7 tracks of 30-second white noise. And they've been going to streaming forums, getting them to stream it astronomically, raise their numbers up when it comes to listeners and raise their numbers up when it comes to streams. So with that being said, they've been tricking the system. So this is why they say out of the 100,000 tracks being uploaded per day, a lot of it is whack music and some of it is not music at all. Now, AI could make that problem worse by allowing creators to generate new audio files more easily than ever. We obviously need to deal with the issues of AI as a source of a massive amount of new music or new content creation, Fugaro said on the call. We want to give our customers a high quality experience and relevant content. So obviously getting AI to flood our catalog is not something we're super keen on, and we're working on how to differentiate that. It's an issue Fugaro has been addressing repeatedly as of late. He added, there's a lot of content now getting uploaded to our platform every week, and that number keeps on growing and growing. That's a lot of duplicated content. There's a lot of duplicated content, and there's a lot of content that is not even music. And at a certain point, you get way too much content that is useless for the user, and it starts creating a bad user experience. He said he acknowledged that the volume of release in the modern era was taking up significant space on Deezer servers, driving up the company's costs. Now, with that, that gave them the idea to create the new app, Zen by Deezer. The app offers consumers access to music and audio content that has been designed to aid relaxation and sleep. We do see the benefits of AI in terms of generating some kind of content, especially at a very low cost. Fugaro told analysts today. We have actually used AI to generate content for Zen, our new well-being app. Some of the content has been generated by AI at a very, very low cost. See, there go the money thing. It is a model where we own the content and don't have to pay outside content creators. It is a model where we own the content and don't have to pay outside creators. He added, so we actually use the benefits of AI to create a super profitable model when it comes to Zen. We have not explored taking that in any shape or form into our music core business yet. And currently, it's not our intentions. Okay, we're going to stop right there. And if you want more information, you got to read up on it. But they saying they don't intend on using AI in their music as of yet. That's right now they don't intend on it. But if you know, like I know, as they start to see their profit grow from AI usage, they're going to have more and more AI content on that platform and on their regular platform. And in that same process, this is the perfect segue for me to talk my shit. Now listen. The pros and the cons is just this. This is how they X out the artists and not pay them? Absolutely, brother. And that's exactly what I was about to say and talk about my shit. Listen, they are just doing this as a trial. You see what I'm saying? They said that this is a trial. So they are using the music on their app, the Zen app. Now, this music is used to help you relax. Zen, right? So if it helps you relax and they're able, this goes back to the conversation me and my brother had before I came on air. If they're able to get into your emotions somehow, some way, then eventually they're going to try to figure out how to mimic emotions. And once they figure out how to mimic emotions, that goes back to what I was saying at the beginning when it comes to music. If they got a Tupac track and it sounds like Tupac, but it's not invoking the emotions that Tupac tracks does, well, with this Zen app, and they are able to figure out how to put you to sleep. That means that they're figuring out how to get in touch with your emotions. And if they figure out how to get in touch with your emotions, they'll be able to figure out how to convey emotions in lyrics. You know what I'm saying? So when Tupac say what he say, you'll be able to feel the AI Tupac say what he say. Oh yeah, it's about to get ugly, and it's really getting to the point to where you got to know something or you're going to be fooled by any and everything. You know what I'm talking about? So stay woke, because it's about to get hectic with this AI shit. Now, saying that to say, like I say, that's the perfect point of me talking my shit. And as I talk my shit, please help me stay in motion, because we got motion. Over 6,000 new followers since February. I said that. 6,000 new followers since February right over on Instagram. Listen, I don't know nobody that's doing it like that. And I don't know how long we're going to be doing it like that, but I'm going to keep doing it as much as I can, which is creating good content for the users to consume. And as long as I continue to create good content for the user to consume, we're going to continue to do crazy numbers. 6,000 in 2 months and counting. Why not get with us? Why not get your product seen with us? Because it's evident. You see what it say. No, you don't see, because I cut it off. But in the last 30 days, 326,000 accounts has seen my videos, has heard my audio, has seen my face. Imagine if that was your brand. So come over here and get with us. We got something for you. Starting next month, this shit going in an overdrive. I got a plan, y'all. Listen, my plan consists of me taking my content to the next level. What I realize is this. I'm a good musician. I'm a great musician. But people don't follow me because of my music. People follow me because of who I am as an individual. People like what I do. People like who I am. So instead of trying to give them something that, you know, that they are looking over, why not continuously give them exactly what they want to see? More of me, more of what I do. So this is why I am now going to turn this page, my social media right here on Facebook, over on Instagram, as well as on TikTok. These will become my television stations. So I'll be broadcasting from Meta, broadcasting from Instagram, broadcasting from TikTok. Movies. I got a movie right now that I already wrote. It's a short film, but I'm going to turn that into short content. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm going to take this movie and instead of turning it into a play, I'm going to break it down to short content. So this is where the hip hop musical will come from. This is where all this stuff that I got in my head ready to display to you all will be seen right here on Meta. So y'all stay tuned. I got a lot more in store for y'all. Without further ado, I'm going to some commercials and I'll be right back with your music. If you got good music, send it in to the B side, the best side. THABSYDE@gmail.com. THABSYDE@gmail.com. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Detective! You remain right here till Jamaica Finest arrives. You know exactly who we are and who you dealing with. Listen, as y'all see, that's the movie Twisted Island, Missing Lisa, Part 3. Listen, go over to the Ace Award website right now. Vote for Missing Lisa, Part 3, Twisted Island as the best short film of 2023. It's going down June the 17th, so make sure you cast your vote. You can vote every day. The link is right here in the description. You can vote every day, so make sure you vote today, all right? So without further ado, man, let's get into a few songs and then I'm gone. The name of this song right here is called Be Alone. We're going to kick it off with the female who goes by the name of Emily Bunkett. Emily Bunkett. And the name of this song is called Be Alone. Y'all know what it is. If you like this song, if you think it's a great song, let's vote one. If the song is all right, needs some work, let's vote a two. But if it's trash, let's vote a three, all right? Let's see what we got. Emily Bunkett, y'all.
She say she love me, but I wonder sometimes if I wasn't dickin' her good, bustin' us to her spine. What if I ain't never so wood? Make whole niggas lay down. She know half of the bad bitches for me. They lay down for my bae. They say I'm tender, cause my heart spray rounds on plate. Ain't have shit, she gave me bread for them pounds every day. Just like Play-Doh and that pussy, I'ma lay. And everybody in my city know I'm spinning about bae.
Everybody in the city know I'm spinning my bae. I spin for her because she keep it real and do what I say. She go so hard for me, she give her all to me. You know she stand down, I can slava her. Cause if you cross me, know she spray around. She gon' spray when it come to me. If I get locked down, she gon' come for me. You the one for me, you the only one I see. You made me switch from rap, then I go to R&B for ya.
She say she love me, but I wonder sometimes if I wasn't dickin' her good, bustin' us to her spine. What if I ain't never so wood? Make whole niggas lay down. She know half of the bad bitches for me. They'll lay down
one,
for
two,
my
baby.
They say I'm tender, cause my heart spray rounds on plate. Ain't have shit, she gave me bread for them pounds every day. Just like Play-Doh and FNC, I'm a late. And everybody in my city know I'm spinning about baby.
What y'all think about that? Y'all rockin' with that?
Quiet vacations, Dior the fragrance, you feeling that? Knew I was gon' fuck, so excited, that thing bikini wax. This ain't regular runs that we smoking, 2.5 of it wax. Diving in the deep end with your 600 to your scalp. Yeah, you a classy little bitch, but I heard that you a scrap. Down that thing poking, little mama, I'm trying to get with that. You feeling how I'm stroking, little mama, you're never leaving that. Yeah, yeah. She say she love me, but I wonder sometimes if I wasn't dickin' her good. Bustin' us to her spine, what if I ain't never so wood? Make whole niggas
listen,
lay down. She know half of the bad bitches
for
me. They'll lay down for my baby.
I'ma keep it 1,000. That is a whole different vibe. I'm gonna be honest. Let me check over here. I'm seeing twos. I'm seeing threes. To be honest. She say she love me, but I wonder sometimes if I wasn't. To be honest, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you. I think that's an easy two. I agree with my team. That's an easy two. I agree with my team. You know, because the more I think about it and the more I listen to it, the rhymes is cool, but it's not nothing that really makes me sink my teeth in it. You know what I'm saying? So we're not even going to stay long. We're going to study and we're going to get on through. This right here is new music, new beats, that is, from none other than SK The Plug. So let's see what SK The Plug got right here when it comes to these beats right quick. You know what I'm talking about? So listen, shout out to everybody tapped in. And if you got good music, send it in right now to the B-side. thabsyde@gmail.com. This song right here, this beat right here is called All My Life by SK The Plug. All My Life by SK The Plug. Y'all know how it goes for a producer. We play 1, 2, 3. Few tracks, you know what I'm saying? Few seconds from each track, and then we give our thoughts. So, Be Alone. SK The Plug, My Life. Let's go. One, two, three, y'all. Let me know what y'all think. Make sure, hold up. Before I play that, go and follow Miss CeCe, the beautiful, lovely Miss CeCe over on Instagram. thareallmsceecee. The real Miss CeCe over on Instagram. Let's go. Turn us up, don't turn us down. Y'all know what it is, man. I got something to tell y'all after this right here. This SK The Plug, y'all. 1, 2, 3. Let me think. Let me. That's all right. Not what I want to hear. So that right there, SK The Plug, this right here is called Same Old Story. SK The Plug, Same Old Story. Let me know what y'all thinking in the comment section from a 1, 2, 3. Let's go. Same old story. Same old story, y'all. Let's go. But it's definitely not nothing that I'm looking for. This right here is called Fresh. Fresh. This is beat number 3. So far, it's a 2 to me. Let me know what y'all thinking in the comment section. Let's go. Fresh. Oh, man. I got something to tell y'all too, man. Stay tuned. Right after this, I'm gonna let y'all know exactly what it is. Hold up. This about to blow y'all mind. But it's an easy 2 for me, man. I ain't even gonna prolong that, bro. That's an easy 2. The beat was alright. I didn't like it all the way like that. But nonetheless, let's move right along. Hey, SK, that's a 2, man. You gotta step that up right there. That's an easy 2. But look, check this out. Today I've been granted a 7-day pass, 7-day access to take the B side over to TikTok. You hear me? 7-day access to take the B-side over to TikTok. Listen, Right now, they are experimenting with live streaming over on TikTok. And what I'm about to do, I'm about to take the B-side to TikTok. They gave me 7 days to try it out. And if I like it, if they get the results that they are looking for from the platform, they're going to open up streaming on TikTok. I have beta access. So starting Wednesday, Friday, and maybe even Saturday night, I'm doing the B-side over on TikTok. Because I want to run my numbers up right quick. I want to run my streaming hours up. And I just want to see what they're going to offer me and people like me to stream over on their platform. See, it's a war going on, in case y'all don't know, when it comes to streaming. And what do I mean by war? These platforms is trying to get people to stream on them any way possible. I'm talking about they giving away money, they giving away deals, all types of stuff. You got places like Rumble is in crazy competition right now with YouTube. I'm talking about if you can't get monetized on YouTube, you can get monetized on Rumble. All it takes is five people to follow you, and you can start going live on Rumble. See, they are starting to monetize people like that. So your content that's over here can go over there, build an audience, and start getting paid like that over on Rumble. So now listen, this is not just Rumble. TikTok has opened up the door for streaming. The more people stream, the more money is generated. I was telling my brother today, the government has figured out that it's billions of dollars here online. See, I told y'all, if you remember when I started the show, the billions of dollars that was being spent on linear television and radio has now transferred from there to the internet. I've been said brick and mortar companies, buildings didn't know how to make that, you know, transition. So they needed creators, people with an audience that was able to put their product, their brand in front of eyeballs and get the attention that they needed in order to make the transition as easy as possible. But now they are allowing individuals to stream on these platforms, which is opening up the door, because if you can stream as an individual, in most cases, businesses and brands cannot. So they are making it, you know, to where certain people can do certain things and other people can't, which means that money is being allotted for this particular type of thing to do. And once money is being allotted for that, it's the ones who get to it first that eat the most from it. So I'm trying to go ahead first over to TikTok and stream just to see how much money is going to be generated. And not just that, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you another thing too. You see it right here over there on the screen. Temu, say it with me, Temu. I need y'all to start downloading the app, Temu, straight from my page. Download it from my page, because if you download Temu, the link that I put on my page, if you download the app, if you are a first-time user, Temu will give you $100. I'm talking about free because of me. They're going to give you a $100 bundle as well as 30% off on your order. So pretty much they're giving you $130 free just because you downloaded the app because of me. So you can't go and download the app yourself. You got to download the app from right here on my page. I told y'all, I'm turning my social media strictly into content. Whether it be, you know, videos or whether it be, you know, affiliate links or whatever, I'm turning it into content. So do me a favor, shop Temu, download the app strictly from right here on my page. When you see me share it, go down right now. It's on my page right now. Hit the link, download the app, get you $100, get 30% off your first order. Now look, if you're not a first time user, I still have a 30% off that all you got to do is use OFF7425. Wait a minute, let me make sure, because I don't want to give y'all the wrong numbers, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to using my discount, you know. So I say use discount code OFF7425. OFF7425. If you already downloaded the Temu app and you still want 30% off on your orders, use my 30% discount code now. OFF7425 and get your 30%. Listen, man, it's your man Casino Roulette. I'm going to stop right there because that's the best way for me to sew up the show. Advertising. Everybody like money. Everybody like gifts. So why not go get you some free money, some free gifts over at Temu. Hit the link. Hit the link. Download the app. Make your order. Tell them Casino sent you. I'm out of here, man.